having mental health problems at a higher rate, involuntary, or they're being discovered without really understanding it. Something that is an industry that's affected a lot by mental health, considering a lot of the isolation is farming. We're lucky enough to be chatting to Warren Davies, who is the Unbreakable Farmer. Warren, have we got you there?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Really well, thanks. Have you heard the news? Like, why do you think that our mental health is, maybe our admission to it is so low?
Look, it's I think the stigma attached to mental health and those conversations around it, even though we've come a long way in the last 10 or 20 years, it's still there's still a lot of stigma attached to actually admitting that you're struggling with your mental health.
There is definitely a lot of stigma. I mean, nowadays it's luckily reducing, but probably not at the rate that we would like. I mean, you're an advocate for mental health, particularly amongst regional Aussies and farmers, which I think is a super interesting kind of alleyway to look into. Can you tell us about some of the unique struggles that these types of people are facing?
Yeah, well, look, obviously there's, particularly in rural and regional communities and remote communities, there's that isolation, that geographical isolation. Lack of services are very challenging in those communities, but, particularly the farming communities, dealing with the weather, with policy change and all those things that are up against, can create a lot of uncertainty, a lot of self-doubt, which then, puts you into this spiral that can lead to, depression and anxiety, which was, my story when I was faced with flood and drought and a family bust up on the farm. I started to really question my own self-worth, and then that led to a downward spiral, leading to depression and anxiety.
Warren, it's common for us to be told to, get down to community events and socialise to help lift our spirits, which I do think in a lot of ways does work. But it's probably not as common that farmers can just leave the farm and get into town. Is it easy for farmers to get involved with local and community events?
Look, I think that's one of the things that comes with isolation. Farming can be an all-consuming occupation and making that time, but I think that's one of the things that I advocate is that, farming is just that. It's a business and you are your own person as well, and you need to make sure that you're focusing enough energy on yourself to make sure that you're looking after your own mental health and well-being. One of those words that gets thrown around a fair bit in a lot of rural communities, they're resilient and, they bounce back and, they can get knocked around and they dust themselves off. But for me, resilience is, not so much a character trait, but born out of lack of other options, and you just got to keep going. And sometimes that can be really, really detrimental to your mental health. And you need to make sure that part of that, I suppose, resilience plan has built into it, looking after your own well-being and staying connected to your community is one of the key lessons that I share with any audience that I talk to is, staying connected is so important because, as I said, isolation's one of those biggest killers.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we delve a little bit more into that, Warren? When you speak to people, I know resilience is one of the most important factors that you contribute to overall well-being. Can you just touch a little bit more on why you think resilience is the most important thing in all life's aspects, and even some simple methods that we might be able to help build it? I know you just touched on one there, but just delve a bit more into that.
Yeah, well, as I said, resilience is a kind of word that I come up, but it was part of my farming journey. So resilience, persistence and determination were three key words that I come up with as part of my journey. And I think resilience is important. You need to be able to ride the knocks the ups and downs of an industry that's, subjected to a lot of external pressures, whether, finances, all those things are like fairly external. Resilience is an important part of it, but I think one of the things that we've missed over the last few years, particularly when there's been, you know, disasters and that, we just label it's quickly to label people as being resilient, and that's not necessarily just in the farming industry, like in any industry, in any walk of life, you know, or they're a resilient person, but sometimes they're not, you know, they're outwardly looking resilient, but they're actually exhausted, stressed, and, you know, they're barely surviving, but we've had inbuilt into us that we need to be resilient, and reaching out for that help can be made more difficult because you don't want to attract that stigma of me sticking my hand up and saying, look, I'm struggling here, and, you know, maybe I've run out of, you know, that dust to dust off myself, and my resilience is really starting to wane. So I think having those tools, having some tools in our toolbox to make sure that we are looking after ourselves is part of that, you know, of that process of building resilience longer term.
Warren, you dubbed the unbreakable farmer, and that's when you go and speak to people about resilience, as you just touched on. What made you, you know, you obviously must have seen or been involved in something that made you want to help others and go beyond and start trying to help people, you know, look after their mental health and improve their resilience. Can you maybe tell us a journey about how you got into this sort of speaking and coaching role?
Yeah, well, that was all born out of my own journey of being a dairy farmer. I left school at 16 and started working on a farm. Was a dairy farmer for all of my life, and kind of fell into becoming a public speaker. On my search for looking for my own purpose and identity in life after losing my farm in the millennial drought, which was a massive thing for me. Not only did I lose my farm, but I also lost my identity because my whole identity was tied up in that farm. And along with that journey, and there were three major events, which was a flood, a family bust up on the farm, and also moving through the drought, you know, it had a massive impact on my mental health. And at that stage, I didn't have the tools. Once I fell into that dark spiral, I never had the tools to grab onto the edge and pull myself out of that spiral. So once I come out the other end, as I said, looking for my purpose and identity, and just did a speaker course off a bit of a whim, really. And it's led to, you know, basically being on the road for the last, you know, 6.5-7 years, sharing my story around the country, and hopefully arming people with some tools to put in their mental health toolbox to be able to move forward, or to be able to at least navigate their journey through the ups and downs of what we know as life.
Warren, we thank you very much for your time. Before we let you go, I'd love, can you maybe just give us a really quick one or two things that can actually help us right here and now in looking after firstly our resilience and our mental health?
Yeah, look, in particular, like anything, you know, we need to have some activities, you know, physical activity, you know, some mindfulness strategies in our toolbox, but we need to have a better understanding of our emotions, you know, and have some, you know, at least a support network around us, which is really important. So I talk a lot in my presentations about knowing who your five people are, whether that's one person or whether that's 20 people. But, you know, when things get really tough, who are those people in your life that you can turn to and have deep and meaningful conversations around how you're traveling, how you're feeling, who can you reach out to? And that's a really important tool to have, but also keeping your life in balance as much as you can. And another exercise that I get audiences to go through is that is my unbreakable wheel of well-being, and going through all your well-being domains and seeing how balanced your wheel is and what areas of your life you need to actually focus your attention on. So some simple strategies that you can put in place that just make sure that you can navigate that journey, because, yeah, look, I'm realistic, and life's full of ups and downs regardless of what aspect of life that you're in, and you just need to have those tools or at least the awareness around how you're traveling yourself.
Awesome. Warren, thank you so much for your time. And we appreciate it. And we love your insight, and best of luck with your continuing journey around the country, helping people out.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
That was Warren Davies with a lot of good information on mental health. It's always good to get an insight into those things, and even particularly